You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Faith That Honors God by Pastor Chandler Bailey.
In Hebrews, the writer was writing to a people group who was thinking about disconnecting from their faith. They were thinking about leaving their position of faith. They were at a place where they had a religious background, but they were thinking about abandoning their faith and lapsing back into Judaism. So the author exhorts them to hold fast to their confession of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That was the main work that the writer was writing towards. And they were feeling like things wasn't activated in their life. They were feeling like they could not go get there from where they were at. They were looking at their situation and their scenario and their circumstance. And they're like, why am I even living a life like this? Why am I even going after God like this? And it's a reminder to us that what we feel like when it comes to our faith, guess what? People do go through situations. Raise your hand if you've gone through something before. And those things we go through challenge our faith. But in Hebrews 10 and 32, I'm going to read the Message translation. It says, remember those early days. And this is the foundational point that I'm making this morning. Remember those early days after you first saw the light. Anybody remember what it was like when you first got saved? You were real for the young people. You were real lit for the grown people. You were real on fire. You were real excited and passionate about everything that has to do with your faith. You were excited about tithing, getting people saved. You were willing to join the evangelism ministry, serve on committees, plan events, do banquets. You were just so excited. You didn't know about what the world was going to try to do to you yet. You were just on fire for God. So the writer's reminding us to remember what that was like. And then he also admits those were the hard times, kicked around in public, targets of every kind of abuse. Some days it was you, other days it was your friends. If some friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke and seized your goods, you let them go with a smile, knowing they couldn't touch your real treasure. Someone said, I have a real treasure. Now, so far we read, no one can compare, very few of us in here can compare to this lifestyle yet. You know, you haven't been kicked around for being a Christian. You haven't been targeted yet, but there's people all around the world who are. All right. So nothing they did bothered you. Here's the point. Nothing set you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing, but you need to stick it out. Touch your neighbor and say, stick it out. Staying with God's plan. Someone say God's plan. So you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. Look up and say, I'm waiting. I'm ready. He's on the way. He'll show up most any minute. But anyone who's right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be happy, says the Lord. But we're not quitters, says the writer, who lose out. Oh, no, we'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way. Do I have anybody who is hanging on to a word this morning? Do I have anybody who's been tussling and tossing with a word all year long? You won't let it go. And even if it doesn't happen this year on your time, you won't let it go in God's time. Do I have anybody in here who's serious about the word that's been prophesied over your life, spoken into your life? You've been in atmospheres and environments where you had a breakthrough. And even though your apartment, your house, your relationships don't line up with the word that God deposited inside of you, you said, I don't need external factors to remind myself that I am internally doing what God has me to do. Is there anybody who's fighting with a word? Pushing with a word? Pressing with a word? Is there anybody who's praying on a word? I want to make sure I'm talking to the right crowd this morning. Is there anybody who's serious about their faith? You might have gotten hit in your body. You might have had loved ones transition. But something is an inkling inside of you saying, do not let this one go. Do not let this promise go. Do I have any radical believers, radical moms, radical fathers that you're like, you're at a place where even if it doesn't happen in me, Lord, as long as it happens in my DNA. Even if it doesn't happen in me, Lord, as long as it rolls down through my family tree, I'm a promise pursuer. I know how to pursue a promise. I'm in a position of faith that it's not even all about me. Somebody in my household will receive what God spoke to me. So you're looking at your children, making sure, because if it didn't go in my life, it better show up in Kendra, Tyler, Daniel, or Chandler's life, Righteous DJ or Alina's life. I'm in a position of faith where I'm looking for the word that's been deposited in my life, because your children will be blessed. So Hebrews 11, 1 through 2 says, faith in what we don't see. Someone say, I don't see it. Good, because if you said hallelujah earlier, that means you're in faith. The fundamental fact of existence is that trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. And then it admits that the ancestors rely on this too. New Living Translation, Hebrews 11 and 1 says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. For it is the evidence of things we cannot see. So faith is the evidence, not your promotion. Your promotion reacts to the evidence. Faith is the evidence, not the new car. The new car reacts to the fact that you had in your spirit you need transportation. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? You're not in faith unless you don't see it. That's called, when you see it, that's called manifestation. Immediately Noah was not in faith anymore once the boat was built. Faith was why he was building it, even though he didn't see rain. Once he saw rain, he was walking in manifestation. I'm here to comfort someone right now because you've been frustrated with your faith and you're like, why I don't see it yet. God is saying the fact that you don't see it means you are in faith. So you better give God a praise, the fact that you've been frustrated, the fact that you've been aggravated, the fact that it has been a little while long, but God said, look at you still believing on me, still hoping, still praying, still showing up, still saying hallelujah in the midst of what the doctor's saying on the doctor's report. You have an inkling, you have evidence inside of you telling you that you have the joy of the Lord and it's your strength. You should be weak after all the things you go through, but somehow the joy of the Lord keeps stirring your pot. You have faith, you have evidence. So hear the Holy Spirit real quick. Man belongs at a certain level. Man has a dimension that God has called him to, and it involves how he or she is thinking. How he thinks, how she thinks. Say this with me real quick. I have the mind of Christ. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we've been walking in faith, living by faith, and talking by faith all November. But I declare right now, before we go into the cusp of December, that we're going to ignite in faith. Lord, we've been infused. We got faith for the flip side. We have faith for maximizing our potential. Now, God, we want to celebrate something. God, we're looking for some results. We admit, Father God, we've been carrying around evidence all year long. God, we don't mind if you interrupt our faith with manifestation this week. We're in expectation for a breakthrough, and expectation is the breathing ground for miracles. And we unashamedly say, God, we want a miracle before the year's out. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you from the subject, faith that honors God. Someone say, faith that honors God. Faith that honors God. Faith that honors God. See, your faith will disrespect you, but honor God. Ask Lazarus' sisters. They were disrespected because God was too late. But their faith that God can still be the resurrection in that moment honored God. I want to remind and comfort someone right now who's in faith. You've been trying to figure out what's going on with your world. You've been feeling disrespect. You done spoke things into the atmosphere. You have not seen results yet. See, what happened is your faith has disrespected you, but if you've been hanging on to it, I'm telling you right now, you are honoring God. And the writer writes in Hebrews 11 and 13, I'm going to summarize it. He talks about people dying in faith and people who had their hand on what God promised to them. They were still believing. How did they do it? Check this out. This is how they did it. They start from far away and welcomed it. If you're going to live by faith, you got to learn how to see things from far away and still welcome it. All God wants to know is if you're in receiving mode. Yes. All the Lord wants to know this morning is if you're in receiving mode. Yes. See, I know sometimes you want everything up close, but this type of faith, you get excited to go into your telescope. You get excited every day to pull out your binoculars. Well, you get excited because it's from far away, but you're welcoming from where it's at. So the Bible writes, how did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance. They waved their greeting. Even though your credit score is low, even though you're buried in debt, I'm waving at debt freedom. I received it. Even though your body's under whatever the doctor said it's under, you're waving at healing. You're waving at manifestation. If you're not in faith until you learn how to welcome it from afar. You got to welcome it from afar. You got to welcome it from afar. You got to welcome it from afar. And if you want faith that honors God, you got to get used to seeing it from far away, but welcoming it real close. One of the principles of our church is the still small voice. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Check this out. You see it from afar, but you hear it real close. That's when God spoke it to you. It sounded like you were so close to it. You can get the house. Everything's going to be okay. God whispers to you real close, but when your eyes try to squint at what God's saying to you, you see it from far away. So Hebrews 11 and 13 through 16 talks about this city being far at a distance. See, Abraham was not settled in this. He was not completely satisfied with just Isaac. He received Isaac, but he still was like, this is not what I left for. This is not what my name was changed from Abram to Abraham for. He realized that there was still something else to welcome at a distance. So no, not one of these people, even though their lives were of faith, were exemplary, got their hands on what was promised. God had a better plan for us, that their faith and our faith will come together and make one completed whole. Their life of faith was not complete apart from us. So God has a plan for our faith. But we got to recognize, even as human beings, to go deep on you real quick, that we're called to another dimension. Proverbs 23 and 7 talks about that dimension. For as he, and for the sake of this crowd, as he or she thinketh in her heart or his heart, so is he or her. So check this out. Sea level is the fish's dimension. Air level is the bird's dimension. Thinking level is our dimension. That's why your thoughts get attacked so much when it comes to your faith. See, the devil knows that if you can just think that you're going to get out. The devil knows if you can put your mind on godly financial principles. The devil knows if you can walk in love with your enemies and love your wife, even if that spouse is acting crazy. See, he attacks your mind because that's your dimension. You thinking off is like a fish out of water. You're not called to have negative thoughts. And so if you want faith to honor God, you have to honor God. You have to understand your dimension. So the born-again believer's dimension, and I'm not even going to say supernatural dimension. See, everybody has a thinking dimension, but our dimension as born-again believers is the faith dimension. Everybody say faith dimension. So man's ability to create is as a bird's ability to fly. Man's ability to think is as a fish's ability to swim. It's in us. Touch your neighbor and say, it's in you. Touch your neighbor and say, your breakthrough is right in you. So the problem is, has anybody ever had a real good dream before? Like a real good dream? And you wake up, you're like, oh man, it's not happening. Has anybody ever had a real good dream before? Any of y'all? No, come on. Don't leave me out here. It's like you had a dream. Everything was straight. Like everything was straight. Everything was good. Everything was cool. Everything was fine. But then you realize, oh man. See, what happened is you stepped into your dimension with your eyes closed. But with your eyes open, you saw sight. We heard one of the speakers say that sight clouds vision. I'm here to tell you that when you live by faith, you're better off like this than like this. Because faith comes by hearing the word and hearing the word of not seeing manifestation. That's not how faith comes. Faith don't come by seeing evidence. Faith comes by hearing what God would do in your life. So I challenge you right now to live a life of faith like this versus living a life of faith like this. Because the minute it shows up like this, it's called what? Manifestation. And so you have to believe what God showed you in your heart. You have to have faith in visible power to create everything God has shown you. So I was thinking sometimes, like, you know, all these faith speakers have manifestations. Our leaders bring them in. They have results. They have acres. They have property. They have results of their faith. And I was like, God, you challenged me to preach this message. How can I preach a message called faith that honors God? And I don't have all the manifestation in the world yet. He said, talk to them from the position of your eyes closed. Remind them that the process of faith has nothing to do with manifestation. You better learn how to live without seeing it. Until you learn a theology of the invisible, until you learn how to study God, talk to your life, even though life is talking back to you. You're not in faith until you don't see it but believe it. You're acting like you have it. The doctor said this, but you ain't acting like that. You have it in your body, but you don't have it in your mind. Or it might not be in your body no more because you have healing in your mind. When you are ready to think at the dimension that God called you to think on, when you're ready to talk at the dimension that God called you to talk on, that's when you're in faith, and that's when you have faith that honors God. I dare someone who's believing God for a car to say, I have my car now. I dare someone who's believing God for a house to say, I receive my house now. See, I know it's awkward because your brain wants to keep you at a lower dimension, but your mouth can reprogram your brain. You better learn how to talk for free. God is saying it's better for you for me to tell you what God is doing for my life with my eyes closed. So 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says we walk by faith and not by sight. So you are literally in faith until you're in manifestation. I want you to write that down so you can receive that, so you can understand your journey of faith. Say this with me. Say, I'm in faith until I'm in manifestation. No longer complaining because you don't have it here. No longer whining because you don't see it here. You are in faith. Celebrate the fact that you're in faith. Celebrate the fact that you have it in your heart, that God spoke to you. So you're in receiving mode until you have manifestation. And let me prove to you that you're supposed to do this. I played college football, and the wide receivers, I played defensive back. And the wide receivers will fool us. You know how they will fool us? They ran their route like they were going to get the ball. Even if the ball was not scheduled to be passed to them, it's not for you to know. They ran their route like the ball's coming to them. You better learn how to run your Christian route of faith like the house is coming to you, like the debt freedom's coming to you. You better tithe like manifestation's coming to you. You better learn how to run your route. And so the wide receivers, they will run their route, and the defensive backs did not know who was going to get the ball because they all ran with perseverance. They all were intentional with how they lined up, down, set, hut, and they all ran with specific detail. And when the ball was thrown, the ball was thrown, and none of them complained that they didn't get the ball. They ran every huddle, every set hut with expectation and anticipation. You're not in faith until you wake up every day, like any moment. Any moment, any moment, any moment, this seed or that seed, last seed or this seed, any moment, any moment, any moment, any moment. You know why? Because you don't have faith that honors you. You have faith that honors. You better allow your faith to disrespect you. If you want breakthrough, you got to be willing to look humiliated, because you're looking for an out all the time. You're looking for a way that God can do something in your life. Anyway, someone scream, my faith honors God. So faith will find. Faith will find. There was a youth Sunday that I was preaching a sermon, and God challenged me, how about you act like you preached that sermon and live like you preached that sermon right after? I was like, what do you mean? Because I was encouraging everyone in the church about their faith, and I saw this big sign. Someone say, faith that finds. I saw this big sign, and it said, open house. We were riding on the way back to our home in our neighborhood, and I saw this big sign that said, open house. I'm like, we're not even thinking about buying a house. Audrey and I ain't thinking about doing anything like that, but I heard the Holy Spirit say, go look. So we pulled into the area. It's a mixture of my wife and I, both backgrounds, because she's a country girl, so it's a mixture of both. We want to be like close to the city, but like having our own area and land and stuff like that. So we went ahead and looked anyway. Someone said, we looked anyway. We looked anyway, and it was open house. And God said, they're going to try to talk to you about numbers, but just talk about the experience. Ask questions about the house. Ask what it takes to own that type of house. Look at that type of house, whatever. So we walked in there, looked around. It had the same amount of rooms and everything. We're like, wow, 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 wow. We looked, and we dreamed, and we looked, and it really leaped in our spirit. We looked, and the Lord said, I showed you what type of experience you can have with me if you live by faith. You've seen your parents walk in it. You've heard about people walking in it. Now you're doing what your parents did. Woo! This blesses me. I don't care. Because some of us want to allow them to live by faith, but we won't. We have no problem with our man and woman of God living by faith and telling us about it, but we won't take this word out there and get hurt by it. Until you're hurt because you're believing God for a baby anyway. You ain't living by faith until you're crying about it, till it's painful. So I went there, we looked at the house, and then later on, of course, they tried to hit me with numbers and stuff. I was like, this is beyond me. He said, good, because I can do beyond what you can ask or think. Now you know what faith feels like. Now, he said, Chandler, I didn't send you there for manifestation. I told you to look at it because of faith. I didn't have you look at it because of manifestation. See, some of us won't look at things because we're always trying to have it. You got to look to have it. Go look and find out who you are in Christ. Go figure out what God has for you. Learn what God can do for you. So when you have it, you already had it. So right now, God has Audrey and I studying what type of maintenance and what we have to do. So whenever manifestation shows up, we're ready for it. We're learning about it. I watched my son work his faith. He's about to get manifestation for something real soon. I hope you're not streaming, Righteous. And he's been watching videos on it. He learns how to take care of it, clean it and everything. I didn't even tell him to do this. He's always been hunting. And he's learning. He's watching videos how to unpack it, how to load it. I'm like, what in the world? And God said, that's what working your faith is like. You keep your eye on it, not to covet, but to learn and to study. So God wants you to have faith that honors God and faith that finds. So what led me down that? What led me down that rabbit trail, literally? What made us bear off right and go down that path with that open house? It was my faith. Someone say, faith finds. Amen. Your faith will find something. Your faith will find something on another level to latch on to. It's supposed to latch on to something beyond you. See, you want it to be something around you. Your faith has to latch on to something on another level than you. It has to be something that you find discomfort in. What if I left my job? Stay in that thought. What if you left your job? Stay in that thought. It's not a sin to think. That's your dimension. Say, thinking is my dimension. Pastor David Winston told the teenagers during the Direction for Life youth experience. He said, he talked about hitting the lottery and all the teenagers got real excited. He said, you got excited because you wasn't thinking about the money. You were thinking about the possibilities that you could do with the money. He said, we as people of faith, he told the teenagers, we as teens of faith, you don't wait for money for possibilities. You think about possibilities and money shows up for them. Say, thinking is my dimension. See, a lot of us don't think on another level because we don't have on another level. But until you think on another level, you won't have on another level. You better learn you. What? How would your smile be if all your debt was paid? How would you act if you had no haters in your life? Well, they're always going to be. That's not a good one. How would you act if you were not moved by your enemies? Just imagine, let's imagine real quick. What type of smile would you be if you were able to buy your child who's in college a debt-free car? See, some of us haven't even thought that way because we're too busy thinking about our limitations. Say this with me by faith. Say, God don't need math, but God will use math. Say this with me again. Say, God don't need brain, but God will use brain. What do you mean? That doesn't sound, that sounds foolish. Ask Moses with the burning bush. That was crazy. God did not need Moses' brain on board. God needed Moses' faith on board. His thinking lined up after. He learned God as he went. He had zero faith. That's why God ignited faith in him with a burning bush. So he knew God was real. He had no theology courses. The burning bush experience introduced him to the glorious works of God. So by the time he faced the Red Sea experience, he could look back at all the crazy stuff God already did. I'm here to talk to someone here to remind you, you better stay on board with crazy with God. You better learn all the awesome, crazy things God can do in your life so you can get used to stepping into houses that you can't afford, going into board meetings that you don't qualify for. You got to get used to faith. That's the problem. And you don't have manifestation because you're not used to disrespecting yourself. You have too much dignity for faith. You're too uppity. You're too bougie for faith. You don't know how to look when you have no credit. You wait till your credit's good to look. You ain't in faith, you're in credit. Oh! You better learn to explore. I tell the college students all the time, you're in a different day. Get online and go look by faith online and have a tour, a digital tour to the school you're declaring to go to. Don't wait. Well, I don't have for it. My mom ain't going to take me over there. No, get online to www.edu and learn the experience. Find out how much the cafeteria food is. What are you doing? You're exploring by faith. So if I'm seeing something that I cannot see, that means I found something. Touch your neighbor and say, you're on to something. Faith is the spectacles in which we find our abundant lifestyle in. John 10:10. It says, the thief comes to steal, but let's not even worry about that. So let's worry about what Jesus came for. Jesus came in the Amplified Version, check this out, to have a real and eternal life, more and better life than you ever dreamed of. So Jesus came for the stuff that's beyond your dreams. That's one of the things. Yes, eternal life. Yes, the real life. But God said, no, I can still bless you in this life. So I don't have to have a lifestyle. I have an abundant lifestyle. And my faith has the ability to find it. Check this out. Your faith will find somebody's testimony. Let's talk about Lazarus. John 12:10 says, the leading priest decided. why did they kill Lazarus too? The reason why they wanted to kill Lazarus, because of his faith experience. He had manifestation of being risen from the dead, and he himself was a walking miracle, and they were trying to stop the word from spreading. For it was because of him, verse 11, that many people have deserted them and believed in Jesus. What if you had manifestation in that area, if you stayed in faith, how many people in your family really would get saved? Because there's no good in way, ain't no way. No, ain't no way you do that change your life unless, no, you God has to be real, because God bless you. People were getting saved because of Lazarus, because of what God did in Lazarus' life. And so I'm here to tell you that faith honors God, but you have to have faith that honors God. But check this out. Let's talk about Lazarus, and let's align it with our faith.
Many times, the believer desires and strives to be seen by God so that one can be worthy of a blessing. However, God's desire is that we seek and trust Him. In Faith That Honors God, Pastor Chandler Bailey explains that we must trust this process as God processes us. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Faith That Honors God. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.